This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we do a roundtable discussion on the very interesting topics. And today also, we're going to discuss one of the very interesting topics with two of the very special guests. I have with me Siddique on my left side and Fatima on my right side. I would want you guys to introduce yourself. Let's start from Fatima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Fatima Peabody. I'm from Southern California, U.S. I've been here in Qom this time a little over 5 years. I studied a little bit at Jamatul Zahra Hawza. Since then, I'm just teaching a little bit of English conversation classes here and there and just attending lectures and my own kind of self-study, enjoying the Qom life.
Well, thank you, Fatima. Nice to meet you. How are you, Siddique? Let's know something about you, too.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Siddique. I am from the UK, specifically London. And I've been in Qom as well for around 5 to 6 years now. And I study in Bint al Huda. My field of specialization is Fiqh and Usul, which basically deals with jurisprudence, the nitty-gritty of how the rules are derived.
True. So nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Depression, sadness, not being well. Don't you think that has become a part of life today? To be sad, to feel heavy, to feel depressed. I would like to start from Siddique.
Yes, so feeling sad, a person goes through fluctuations in their life. So there may be times when they temporarily feel sad. And that's just normal, right? We're human beings with huge emotions and we need to learn how to control those emotions. But for a person to feel this continuously, it is not very safe for their physical health or for their mental health. So if you're feeling sad and depressed constantly and you don't feel a way out, first suggestion is, you see, there might be many reasons why people feel sad, especially some women might go through a phase like postpartum depression. After they have had a child, they go through a phase of depression. Or some people might have had, you know, loss in the family, grief, extreme stress, and they go through bouts of depression. First, please consult your doctors, right? Your doctor is the best person to advise you how to get through it. Going for counseling, going for counseling does not make you a weak person.
Mm-hmm.
All it allows you is to express your emotions and then learn how to handle them.
True.
To get to the root cause of your depression, your anxiety. And that allows you to, once your mental health is sorted, your physical health will start to improve. So that's for the first. Islam has a few advice on how to get through depression, how to get through. The first thing is, know that the mercy of Allah is always there.
Wow.
When a person is going through depression, they forget this, right? They forget that God is there. They forget that Allah's mercy is there. Because all around them, they feel everyone's being unfair to them.
True.
So they start to project this on Allah. But you can't project a human being's feelings to Allah. Allah is Allah. Yeah. Right? Allah will always be merciful. And the way He introduces Himself at the start of every surah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Okay.
He could have said any, used any of His other attributes, but He chose Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And we know one of them is for
having
everyone.
So many thousands of attributes,
only these two. At the start of every surah, the mercy is always there. It's us having to just sort of take a few steps to connect with that mercy, you know? It's not always easy. Believe me, I have been through very long years of anxiety and depression. But you have to just understand that Allah is there, whether you like it or not. He's going to be there and He's waiting there, ready to give you His mercy.
Call upon me and I'll respond.
Me and I will answer you. And if you do not call upon me, you are of the ignorant, arrogant ones.
True.
Allah is telling you, call upon me, I'm there for you. That's one. Another verse.
And not everyone tells you that. You know, not everyone is there. Maybe people say that, but they are not there. But Allah is the one who's actually there all the time in all your darks and in all your good times.
Every time. Another point is that I had Allah bi dhikr Allah tatma'innul qulub. Surely in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. Now, when a person is going through anxiety and depression, sometimes that stage of sitting with the tasbih is very difficult because of feeling very, very spiritually low. It's okay to feel spiritually low. It doesn't define you as a person at that stage. You are definitely going through a mental health issue. Do not allow your spiritual state at this point to define you.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is just have a conversation with Allah. It doesn't. You don't have to sit and cry. Just have a conversation as you would with your best friend. What got me through my worst times was tawassul to Imam Mahdi.
Wow. You did tawassul to the Imam of your time.
Yes, to the Imam of the time. And there's a 2-rakat prayer that is there, even if you recite any 2 units of prayers, and just have a conversation. Other people have different methods. I had my methods. So in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. However you want to connect to Allah, connect. It's okay. It's okay to feel low. It's okay, but it's not okay to allow it to overcome your life.
Yeah.
And then a third point, and I won't go too much because it would take up too much time. And this is something that I read. I'm not going to say there are a lot of studies. There are a few studies that have been conducted on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sidr leaves. I think in English it's called jujube. So jujube leaves are, if you take water with jujube leaves and wash it over your head or put it over your head, it starts to calm a person down.
Mm-hmm.
Some recommend having this type of tea. It aids in relaxation. Again, consult with your doctors, but these are a few, very, very, very few.
All right. Points. These are very few methods to there overcome quite a depression. Few. Right.
The books of du'as are filled with
how
du'as.
To overcome that. Yeah.
Yeah, on how to overcome.
Well, we'll continue the discussion. I'll talk to Fatima as well, but here we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. And we are discussing about sadness, feeling heavy, or being depressed. Fatima, have you ever felt depressed or very sad or like very heavy, like I'm done with this now?
I think everybody goes through that sometimes, some people more severe than others. And I think it seems, I mean, I know the brothers, men also go through it in different ways, but I think for women, I know more, we go through different hormonal changes, especially after 40. And as she said, maybe the postpartum depression and just different things, or those who have gone through divorce is very traumatic, and just different hardships in life, it can make you feel like very sad and depressed. But I think there's a difference, obviously, between feeling sad and depressed sometimes versus all the time. And, you know, you really need to, I think, as she said, definitely consult a counselor. And I think there's a lot of issues in these cultures, definitely here in the culture here. I've talked to so many Iranian sisters here. I'm friends with them and trying to understand the culture here, because I was raised kind of like a mixed up culture. True. So I'm always trying to learn more so I don't offend people, and like just to understand my environment here. And it's really, really a lot of the families here, unfortunately, even up till now, is kind of the old way. In the U.S., it's kind of in the past, they kind of thought more like that. Nowadays in the U.S., most of the people are going for counseling, getting therapy. It's like, it doesn't make you weaker or like you're really mentally sick. Counseling can just help anybody. I think most people definitely can benefit from it no matter what, even if they're not feeling sad. It can help you in the self-improvement, self-building, you know. So I think that's a thing to consult with the counselor if you're really, really feeling that. And then also, of course, all of the du'as, all of the thing. And I love this. I don't know much about it still, but I love this tip, Bisunatiya Islami. I know it's like such a vast thing. There's so many different herbal remedies and the Islamic medicine,
mm-hmm.
Different from the Western homeopathy herbal thing. And in the California, everybody's crazy for the Chinese medicine. I think it's also different from that. So I love these things, these natural things. If you're in the West with the Chinese medicine thing,
natural.
And over here the traditional Islamic, you can consult some of these doctors. It should be a real qualified traditional Islamic medicine doctor, and looking into these natural remedies and just the du'as and the, you know, I think visiting the ziyarat helps. I mean, after I went I've been twice, alhamdulillah, to Iraq, just connecting there because I hadn't gone ever. going there and just connecting with Imam Hussein al-Islam.
Isn't that
nothing
miraculous?
Else like this helped
Isn't
me.
That
yeah,
miraculous?
This helped me. Like, I was so much worse before I went there compared to after. So that really helps with the connecting with the Ahlul
Bayt. As if you get some new
Imam
life.
Zaman al-Islam for sure. I think all these things help. And then I think definitely having a very healthy diet, exercising. I know a lot more. I was happy to see a lot more sisters, it seems like, are going to the gym regularly that maybe wouldn't have before, you know, or even just exercising at home if you can, taking walks, you know, taking care of your physical body, eating well, healthy, exercising. You know, I think if you're blessed with a compatible, good marriage situation, all of these things, you know,
true.
I think it really helps out. Yeah. Yeah.
They do play an important part. Well, we talked about that everyone is sad or sometimes feels heavy and feels depressed. And there are different ways, like we, like Siddiqa very beautifully explained the Islamic ways. And you too explained.
Sorry, and I forgot to say last thing, having good friends. I think everyone needs a circle of good friends.
Yeah,
that really helps, yeah.
Having a circle of good friends as well. Having a circle of good friends, and we need to have someone in the family as well. Don't you think, like, there are certain diseases that women go through, like you said, Fatima, that there are hormonal changes that women go through, and men need to be aware of that? I mean, we have premenstrual syndrome, we have PMS, about which hardly men know. Don't you think there should be some awareness about this, that guys relax if the woman is not feeling nice right now, she's just going through some kind of, she's not acting normal, there might be some changes in her body. Don't you think men need to play a role over here? Then friends, like friends come afterwards, obviously, but there are some people in the family who need to understand that there might be some hormonal issues with the body, who need to know her body.
So alhamdulillah, my husband was blessed with a very good teacher who actually told them once in one of their classes, is like, look, women go through this state, it's very difficult on them, be kind to them at home.
Yes.
If your husband's not been told, he's not been raised awareness, marriage is such a beautiful relationship. It's you know, it's a very close relationship between two individuals. If we can talk to our partners, like before, I used to warn my husband a week in advance. I'm like, look, they're going to start. You know, just chill out.
Usually they know after a few years. Okay, it's coming.
So they just chill out. You know, I'm going to feel really upset. But if we create that conversation and if we create an environment at home where we can understand the opposite person, we can understand our partner, because men have their own stages in life where they go through bad times. But if we're there to support each other rather than a me versus you, it's
like
me
you said,
with you.
Yeah.
Right? So if we create the environment
supporting
in the house.
And that's so nice. You know, she said me versus you should be avoided and me with you should actually be, you know, encouraged. That was so nice.
Yeah, I think that especially those that are that want to get married and they don't know as much, they should definitely, their elders and different people, if they have access to scholars, if not, their family members should let them know and tell them, because I think it will prevent a lot of future divorces if they understand how the woman is.
We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
In the time of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, there was a man who came to Prophet and told him, like, whenever I go to home, my wife tells me, oh, why are you depressed? Why are you stressed? If you are stressed for this world, I wish that your stress should increase for that world. If it's for that world here, if it's for the hereafter, I wish an increase in your stress. But if it's for this world, I want you to like change it. Like, I wish your stress get reduced. And Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, says that this woman is definitely from the havens that you have been blessed with. So conversations are very important. Understanding each other is very important. You said me versus you. should be discouraged, and me with you should actually be the thing that should be encouraged. And we also have towards the end of the Dua Kamel that his name is the medicine, and his zikr, reciting his name again, is the shifa, the medicine and cure from every depression, every kind of feeling lowness, is his name, reciting his name, and it really helps. It's really, really something that gives you peace. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا التي أما رايزك لا تسي دليلك وانسكن.